There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We spent the first third of the show, really, Alejandro Rojas, talking about things that maybe we don't like seeing in the UFO field, the sideshow aspect, presenting events or discussions for entertainment purposes that may sometimes work at loggerheads to serious research. But looking over 2014, were there any significant events and or sightings that we really need to focus on? You said, for example, you didn't think there was a lot there, and you started looking and you found something to look and discuss about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, thanks for welcoming me back to the Paracast. Did that sound cool?
You do that good, man.
All right.
We have to hire you. We have a recording we're going to have with Bryce Abel and a few other people doing the Paracast. The shadow-like laughter from Nick Redfern. And now Alejandro Rojas joins us.
I do a good evil laugh, too. I think I wrote a story called Top 10 UFO Videos of 2014. And I do think these are all really interesting videos. One of them, for instance, is the video itself is kind of strange, but it's short. It's one from Pennsylvania. But I like it because the police went out to investigate what these people were seeing. And they said, we don't know. That looks like a UFO. They watched it. They didn't know what it was. And then when the news contacted the police, they sent a representative, a press guy, to come and talk to the news. And he said, yeah, our guys went out there. They didn't know what it was. So, yeah, our guys saw some UFOs. It was really cool that these policemen were not afraid to say, hey, yeah, they're, you know, these were UFOs. We didn't know what they were. So that kind of the story around that, this was in Paxton Township, is one that makes that a cool story. But there are a couple videos, probably two of them that I think are cool. And I think this is where some of the fruit, some of the best stuff is going to continue to come from. And that's from night vision video. As more and more people get night vision equipment and do some sky watching, of course, it's very expensive. So it's difficult to get your hands on. But more and more people are using it and getting some interesting things. In 2014, one in May of 2014 and another one in November in Michigan. Or no, that wasn't November. That was, November in Michigan. People caught triangular-shaped lights with their night vision. One of these was caught by a guy who is a career military guy. Actually, now he's out of the military, but he's a contractor for the military. He teaches combat, essentially fighting. But he also has had a lot of different things that he's done over the years, and he has night vision, and he goes out UFO hunting with his night vision occasionally, and he caught this triangular-shaped object with his night vision. This is one where I disagree with Mark D'Antonio. I know him well. He's the MUFON chief photo analyst, and he's got a background in science and optics, and he's a cool guy. And he actually, even though he believes in UFOs, believes he may even have had experiences, he has not seen a video or photo that he felt was convincing yet. So I like to run things by him. This was the same. He thought this was possibly a refueling. These lights could not be seen with the naked eye. However, military jets do have a covert mode where their lights can only be seen in night vision. However, this was over a populated area, and Mark thinks they were in covert mode doing a refueling mission. So you have a large plane and like a stealth or something coming and refueling in the sky. That a lot of experts and military people have said would not happen over a populated area. There's no way, no refueling at all would happen over a populated area, let alone in covert mode. And I don't think that's what the video shows. You know, Mark produced some pictures and I found my own of these sort of activities. And I don't think they look similar. So Ben Hansen is another guy who has ran this across some other people and looked at it himself. He owns a night vision company. He disagrees with Mark as well. I think that's a really cool video. The other one, the one from Michigan, this guy filmed these triangular shaped cruising across the sky with his night vision. It's really cool. I think it's interesting and very strange. Cool video. There's other stuff in the video that he thinks is UFOs. I don't agree at all. I think it's bugs and other things. But the triangular shaped one in there is really strange, pretty cool. So those were a couple of cool ones. Otherwise, one of my other favorites is from the Netherlands. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this one, the blue UFO. And this is a guy who is near The Hague. He's a few miles south on the Rhine River. And he was filming some boats at the dock. And he noticed this blue UFO-shaped object, kind of like the old 50s photos or something, hovering over the dock. He zoomed in on it. He had a fairly decent camera. And you could get this weird thing that was hovering over the dock. A great video, I think. And the news covered it. So there's this Netherlands news story on it. And they're baffled as well. But that's another one of my favorites from 2014.
I do. I'm familiar with the Netherlands footage, and I agree that that is very evocative. It's good stuff. There were a number, I think, of sightings that were captured this year that are let's put it this way, they're much more difficult to just offhandedly dismiss and even come up with explanations to explain them. So one thing that I can agree with is Mark D'Antonio is a very hard sell when it comes to signing off on footage, although he made noises like he'd be interested to see the real thing, which anybody who's in the field that ever makes it to the D.C. area should visit Ray Stanford, because I'll guarantee you, if you have any sort of background in optics, his stuff is just it'll just put you back in your chair. It is so awesome. And, you know, he's really starting to get some attention out at Goddard Space Flight Center. He's presented his portions of his presentation to a number of scientists out there. He's really created a buzz. There's a chance that he will be actually doing a full-scale presentation for their presentation series out there. And if that happens, it's going to be a game changer, no question, because these guys are rocket scientists. And if they sign off on something, people are going to sit up and take notice. And they already have privately a number of them. I can't drop any names. I'm aware of the identities of a number of the people that have been there and seen this and come back for repeated, more and more of the presentation. The total presentation is 2 days long. He has whittled it down into, a couple hour bites by subject matter. So he is demonstrating some pretty interesting. I think he's replicating some of his hypotheses. You can see the replication of the ghost imaging, time compression type artifacts that are cropping up, and not only his material, but other material that he's analyzed as well from other sources. So I think there is a chance scientifically that we're going to see some breakthroughs, not only with Ray's work, but possibly with other research efforts and analytical efforts that are going on out there. And this is actually a pretty exciting time, even though we're getting lost, as Alejandro pointed out, we're getting lost in this religious fervor end of this whole scenario, and that's really it's disheartening and a little disconcerting. But I think that the hard science angle is really going to bring people's heads back around to a proper place, I think, in regards to this material. And I do agree that night vision equipment does open up a whole new world of possibilities. Many of our listeners are probably aware of Ed Grimsley. Ed Grimley, wasn't he the Martin Short prancing around with a little triangle on Saturday Night Live? But Ed Grimsley, I've seen some of the stuff that he's gotten with his night vision, and there is definitely some interesting things flying around that you normally cannot see with the unaided eye.
By the way, we do not do the Paracast with night vision goggles, as they do in a lot of those reality shows.
Right.
We have Alejandro Rojas with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're continuing looking over significant events for 2014, general chatter about the UFO field with Alejandro Rojas. Notice I'm not going too far into disclosure because I think we're trying to be positive about positive developments in the field, not the negative ones. Chris?
We do have some questions at our question bank at forum.theparacast.com. There's a number of them. And one story that kind of cropped up a little bit in 2014 was the APRO files. A certain portion of them have been released that I guess were duplicates of the main cache of reports that are under lock and key by this couple here in the Sedona area who will not answer their phone calls and will not entertain any sort of overtures of gaining access to the entire files. But some of them have been, I think, digitized and released. And one of our questions comes from Wade Ridsdale, who's a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering, Alejandro, if there's any chance we'll be seeing a new batch of these APRO files released and uploaded onto the net.
Well, we released this year a bunch of them. So what we did, we have the Wendell Stevens collection, and Wendell Stevens was part of APRO, and he had some hard copies of the APRO bulletins, essentially like 1955 to somewhere in the 1960s. So we painstakingly digitized those and got those online a couple years ago. And since we have been in contact with Richard Hayden. He was one of the editors of the APRO Bulletin, and he helped us get the remainder. So now we have pretty much every APRO Bulletin online. So I just got Richard Hayden. He had from 1975 and later. He helped us get those digitized. They're PDFs that are searchable, and there's a letter from him on there kind of giving a background of the APRO files as well. So yeah, we just got those files online. So essentially now, finally, all of the bulletins are online. As for the files themselves, yeah, like you've talked about, because it would be really interesting. I know Travis Walton, because APRO kind of was famous for covering the Travis Walton case, and it caused a lot of controversy because there were some groups who weren't willing to touch it. But he has some files from them that aren't in all of the records, but those are the only files I know of out there because, like you said, this couple who have been in trouble with the law. I can't remember their names right now, but if you Google their names, you'll see, you know, they've been running scams all over the place. And I think of even, I don't know if they've been in prison, but they've been running from the police several times. So they had these, they have
Brian
the files.
And Tina Choate, if you want to do a search.
They have the files. They were trying to sell them for tens of thousands of dollars. No one was biting. And the question now is, one of their warehouses was raided and everything confiscated by the police. And some people feel that the files were part of that. And so a lot of people are suspicious if they even have the files anymore or not. And they have not been coming out and asking people, you know, looking to sell them in the last few years. Like you said, no one can get a hold of them. So it's a sad state. Nobody knows what happened to all of their files.
I actually did a gratis, what I thought was going to be a quid pro quo effort for them. I videotaped some Albuquerque Department of Environmental Quality meetings pertaining to a development that was supposed to go in, a subdivision that was supposed to go in along the Oak Creek here in the Sedona area. And so I told them, I will videotape and do all this work for you if you allow me access to the files for three cases. Hmm. And they agreed. And they said that they would do it. I did all the work, and then they totally backed out.
So they
owe me.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're apt to want to make good on that. And if they've been accused or engaging in different schemes, why can you trust anything at all that they say?
Yeah, this was before all that. All this legal stuff has been in the last 4 or 5 years. My actual involvement with them was back 8 or 9 years ago. But I was attempting to get Ted Phillips some very important information on the Czechoslovakian mountain, the supposed millions-year-old object that's supposedly buried in the mountains there. Ray Stanford had a case or two that he wanted to gain access to the files that he knew were in the APRO files. And somebody else, it kind of escapes me right now, but they said, sure, we'll go ahead and do this if you help us out. And, of course, I spent a couple of months helping them out on my own dime. And come to find out that, you know, they, all of a sudden they moved and stopped answering their phone. And it's and then the rest is a tawdry affair of appropriating $1 million gem and mineral collection. And I could go into details, but these people are, I don't know how they managed to finagle the files in the first place just before Hynek died.
Well, I think it was they were supposed to make those open to the public.
Right.
But they took them and ran with them and tried to sell them. So they obviously are not scrupulous people. They don't hold to any of their promises.
No, they don't.
So basically what they're doing here is they are trying to find a way possibly to monetize this collection. If that doesn't happen, or they're so busy and involved in their legal hang-ups, it doesn't happen. Let's move away from that, because that gets to be disheartening information. Is there anything we can be optimistic about as a result of what might happen?
Let me look at this last year. There are a couple stories that are disheartening. That one's a negative one. That one's a negative one. So, unfortunately, you know, there's... Let's see what's... Oh, I think this is kind of interesting. This guy in Kalmykia, which is a Russian part of the Russian Federation. It's a state that is kind of near the Middle East, but also near, you know, and near Turkey, kind of near Eastern Europe. And it's actually a Buddhist country, which is really strange. The president there, Kirsan Ilyumzhinov, is also head of the International Chess Federation. And what's interesting is this guy says he's been abducted by aliens. He's a multimillionaire. He's friends with Putin. He was president of this country for a small period of time. He was the elected president, but now Putin, he is the guy who chooses the presidents of all the states. They don't get to elect them. But Putin kept him in power for a long period of time, and he just left just a couple of years ago. But they're still friends. But the interesting story is he popped up in the news again because Putin helped him to do some promotion to win essentially a stint as the president of the Chess Federation was up, and he had to get reelected, and he went up against this Russian guy. He's well known. He's like the most well-known chess player. And of course, it came up. Yeah, I think that's him. And it came up, you know, oh, this guy believes in aliens. He believes he is abducted. So the story came up some more. But because with Putin's help, he was able to win the presidency of the Chess Federation again. But it's a really interesting story. I mean, the guy seems like a really nice guy. We've written several stories on him. There's videos of him talking about being abducted by aliens. But at least that's positive, I think, right?
Okay, let's have more positive stuff in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Alejandro Rojas. You're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Positive. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. Positive.
I've never looked at alien abduction as a positive thing, but I guess some people.
They were nice guys.
These were nice aliens.
Yeah, he said that they just wanted to let us know that they were here and that they liked us. And he said he flew around with them. He went to go pick up some parts, UFO parts or something. And then he said, "Hey guys, I have a meeting at the UN in a couple of days." And they're like, "Oh, okay, no problem." And they took him home.
So accommodating. They didn't charge him to take him. They didn't charge him for fuel or dilithium crystals or anything.
They just wanted him to know they were there and that they were nice guys, essentially.
So do nice aliens finish last?
On the TV? Well, I don't know. On the sci-fi shows, I guess they usually win in the end.
Well, you know, Alejandro, you mentioned Turkey. And Skymon876, who used to be known as Rigiwa, is a Turkey fanatic when it comes to the shoreline footage that gained quite a bit of notoriety 5 or 6 years ago. You guys, of course, have covered the Turkey cases in the Open Minds, now defunct Open Minds magazine. But what are your thoughts on the case? He wants to know if you found out anything more. Have there been any developments from these guys down there? Of course, Roger Lear described when he was on the show a couple of years back. He described being there when they took some of the famous footage and
There have been on my end. You know what, guys? It's as positive as we're going to get. We're just going to have to get into to the reality. If reality is not positive, we need to know what it is. So, sorry, the positive part of the show's over, guys. But
okay, so turn off the radio. Turn off your iPhone.
No, it's still going to be informative. Informative and enlightening, because you have to have the truth. You have to have know the negative to bring some positive. But anyway,
I'm informative. He's enlightening, but we never get together.
I went to write this story for the magazine. And of course, whenever I write a story, I want to thoroughly examine and research the story to find the root of where everything comes from to write an accurate and full story. When I wrote this story, I was expecting, because I'm cynical being in this field for this long, expecting to find what those photos really were. And I couldn't. I really felt that this idea of a boat is ridiculous. It doesn't fit whatsoever. It doesn't look like a cruise ship. You know, people are saying it could be the top of a cruise ship that's over the horizon. It doesn't fit with witness testimony. It doesn't fit with what's in the video or anything. So I was really surprised by this. However, and here's where the not so fun. Some people have informed me lately. Frank Warren, I think, was the one who really kind of turned me on to the research, who was able to demonstrate that what was filmed was most likely a reflection, an internal reflection from the lens, because this person had a video camera with a big lens on it. So he was zooming in. When you zoom in on a point of light in the dark with cameras such as this, often there are artifacts where essentially that point of light reflects the edge of the internal lens. And they were able to produce pictures that look very similar. And the internal lens has a notch. They have notches in them, very similar to the notch that's seen in these turkey videos. And it's in this notch that people believe they can see aliens. Now, I wrote about the thing with the guy claiming that, you know, those were aliens in the notch. I'm not so sure. I mean, it's blurry. I can see how they could think that. If this truly was an extraterrestrial spacecraft, perhaps that's what they were, but I'm not convinced of that. But this new explanation for me is very promising, and I plan in the next couple of months here to explore this more closely to see if I can reproduce that effect. And I'm going to do my best to do that. And I at least at this point, I'm confident I will be able to do it.
Let's go back to abduction, since we're dealing with unpleasantries. Do we hear much about abductions anymore? It seems like the most compelling cases are in the years past.
I think that's a really good point. And it's funny because my girlfriend was just talking about this. She's like, I don't believe any of these new cases. The old ones, you know, people who say it's happening now, I'm not so sure it is. Of course, we have people like Yvonne Smith and a lot of the abduction researchers out there who do believe that it's still happening. This is mostly anecdotal stuff. And but yeah, you're right. The older cases, I mean, when it comes to abduction, I think – I'm really excited about the Congress this year because we're going to have the Allagash guys. This is something that happened in 76. We're going to have one of the Allagash guys, but we're going to have some video testimony that we just got from some of the others where it's a multiple abduction case. Very, very credible case, I believe. But these are all older cases. So I think you raise a really good point. I mean, is that still going on? Even Kirsan Alumzanov says his happened in the 90s, something like 93. So I think that's a great question. One of the cool things that happened this year, and it's going to happen again next year for people, speaking of cool stories from 2014, is Travis Walton took people back to the site where the alleged abduction happened there. And we were able to go there as well. And he told a story. We got some footage. We have a YouTube video of us kind of showing you the area and everything people can go look at. Or last year was the 39th anniversary. This year will be the 40th. And so he's going to be taking people back there for the 40th in November. So you can keep an eye for that. He calls it the Skyfire Conference. So that's kind of cool to get an idea of this place, because I don't know how you guys feel about his case, but I think that the more and more I look into it, the longer I know him. I've known him for so long now, spent a lot of time with him. It just seems like a real credible case. And so what might have happened at that spot, you know, 39, 40 years ago is pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. There was also attendant cases, too, sprinkled around the area, including the only wave of cattle mutilations that Arizona experienced was all in the month, 6 weeks leading up to his abduction.
Wow.
So there's other, you know, when I look at a case that's gained a lot of attention, that has a lot of notoriety, the first thing I do is look and see if there's other cases that aren't as well known. And in the case of Travis and the guys, there was a lot going on along the Mogollon Rim that definitely was unusual in late September, October, and into early November of 75. And I find it pretty interesting that you should have this claim right at the height of quite a number of reports that were being filed by law enforcement and ranchers and others in the area, including Clifford Mahudi, who had a sighting, a really riveting sighting that was right over the Zuni Pueblo. Just a couple of weeks, I think, or 3 weeks before or after, I think, the Walton case. So that's all supportive, I think, of the reality of the event, that something did happen.
You know, there was another piece of news, too, about abduction that's really interesting from this year. William Shatner is saying that he's going to write a book based on John Mack's research into alien abduction. And
William Shatner, just stop a moment. William Shatner. Now, I guess this guy is involved in everything. You know, he's trying to sell you discount air tickets and hotel reservations, and he's written, or I say co-written, some science fiction novels. So I'm not surprised, but of course, we know with William Shatner, it's not that he really writes these books. He gets in the ghostwriters, and he works with him to put these books together. I want to ask you more about that, though. Alejandro Rojas is joining us from Open Minds, and we're keeping our minds open right now. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Alejandro Rojas. And we'll talk briefly, just very briefly, about the Paracast Plus, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You go there, you'll learn how to join our premium service. You subscribe, and you get the ad-free version of the Paracast, a higher-resolution copy, better quality audio. You hear Alejandro even better than he is now, and I don't know how that's possible. You also get the After the Paracast podcast, the Paracast TV channel coming. More new features make it easier for you to learn about new episodes and listen in such apps as Downcast for iOS. And we're not downcast about this episode. And by the way, I should mention one more thing. The freebie. We have a freebie that we're offering you. You sign up for a year or 5 years for the Paracast Plus, you get a free copy of Stalking the Tricksters, that classic book from Chris O'Brien, the ebook version. We have them ready to go out now. So get your subscription in. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Alejandro, let us continue with our discussion.
Let us do that.
Where'd you find this guy, Chris?
Actually, we kind of found each other.
Colorado goes all the way back to,
Colorado. Connection to the San Luis Valley, where, of course, I spent many years doing investigative work, and I lived there for 13 years, and Alejandro's family is from the valley.
I wanted to ask you, Alejandro, with regard to UFO abductions, and this is the bigger question of all, what do you think is responsible? Are they really meeting up with ETs? undergoing some kind of weird psychic experience? What's going on?
Well, I just wrote a story about Greer and one of his latest sightings where I was able to be enlightened by one of his followers. They're Arcturians that are visiting us.
The Arcturians now,
yeah.
Huh?
They're here to visit us for peaceful reasons, and one of the methods of creating peace is by flying over groups of people and flashing their lights on and off and taking off very quickly. And
somehow wait a minute. You flash your lights on and off. Are you hypnotizing
that's what they're
people?
Doing.
Is this hypnosis or something?
I don't know how that, you know, they could just be pissed off because these guys are shooting their lasers at them and then they flash their lights. It could be like, F you, and then they're taking off. So, no, I'm not 100% on anything. Like I said, I don't think we have 100% evidence on, that's why I like Chris O'Brien's work and John Keel and his friend, from the San Luis Valley, David Perkins, you know, kind of introducing, well, and it's what Hynek and Vallée got to, a lot of people in this field, is that they weren't able to 100% pin down this as extraterrestrial nature, and just because that is a hypothesis we can come up with without being able to prove it doesn't mean that that's what it is. I think there could be any number of things going on. I think there are psychological things going on here, especially with abduction and others, phenomena that we're not familiar with yet. I think there is a third party involvement, though, it seems like. And could this be people from the future? I know there's some people that feel strongly of that. James Penniston of the Rendlesham Forest Witness, he believes there are people from the future. Mac Maloney, who writes about military cases, he thinks they're most likely people from the future. That's possible. So I don't know for sure that we're talking to extraterrestrials. And just because someone is being told, Even if some of this anecdotal information is accurate, these people are saying, well, you know, they told me this. Well, how do we know that's true? We don't know that.
Why should we believe E.T.?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a reason to believe E.T. And the people who, like, even when you talk about Ilyumsinov, or, you know, he's had it well. He's rich. He's got friends in high places. He hasn't had any negative effect, but I think that's rare. Certainly, if you ask Travis Walton about his experiences, he would say they were extremely traumatic, and he's had a lot of negative effects. I think if you asked him, he would say, I wish it never happened. A lot of people do say that. But, you know, it's funny because I was really it made it poignant, I guess, because it's kind of a worst case scenario. I was watching American Horror Story. I'm on the second season where there's alien abduction involved. And this poor guy who supposedly was taken by aliens is in an asylum. I mean, people who have these experiences, even if they were positive, have some very negative side effects. They are ostracized by society if they talk about this. No doubt many people are just feel awkward and strange about it. And there's no doubt, you know, you talk with these people and that they've had problems in their relationships when they tell people, family members, that they believe they're being taken by extraterrestrials. So, you know, there's a lot of ramifications and so if it is happening, I don't know what it's not all positive.
So let me ask you here, then, if an alien abductee says to you, well, I've had these experiences for a number of years, and I'm perfectly sane, I'm perfectly normal, there's been no impact, I wouldn't believe them, would you? I'm not talking about reality or falsity here. I'm just talking about the impact.
There's been no negative impact, you mean?
Sure. How could you undergo anything like that and not be impacted, not be hurt?
I had
some
a
way?
Case that she claims it was all positive.
I would have to hear more. Yeah, I mean, there's contact cases, alleged contactee cases.
She was in love with her alien lover who would occasionally dress up in a gold cape and like a gold lamé cape, like Elvis.
Yeah.
And that's normal.
I mean, I kind of want to just say, if I could sit down with him and say, okay, if you're trying to create or you know, have relations with humans, a positive kind of back and forth, abducting us and doing experiments on us is not the best way to go about it. You know, it might have been best if you would have come and said, hey, we're aliens, we're here, we need to do some experiments. Are there any volunteers? It's very important that we get some people. They probably would have got a lot of people if they did that.
But why do you evaluate ETs by our standards and our motivations? Society may not even allow for that. They may feel that we're just lesser beings, just a bunch of animals. They can do what they want.
Well, and that, I think the evidence is more leaned towards that. You know, if leaned more towards they're taking us, they're doing their experiments just like we would do with other animals. We're a more conscious, communicative being. So they are sending us messages of peace and love to chill, make us, you know, relax while they do their experiments. And then they put us back and, you know, so be it. Even if it's a positive experience and it destroys your relationship with your family and makes you ostracized by society, so be it.
Yeah, you know, your butt will stop hurting in a few days.
Right.
So basically, to them, it's like taking a poor animal and patting it on the head and saying, good boy, good boy, and then torturing the life out of them. But then are these experiences even literal, which is, of course, the big thing? It's not just where is the source for abductions. Are these people remembering what really happened? And the reason I bring that up is a theory I've expressed that sometimes gets convoluted. And that is, we talk about screen memories with abductions, where supposedly ET is hiding the details with the memory of something else. And I suggest turn it around. Maybe the abduction experience itself is the screen memory for some other unknown event.
I mean, that's entirely possible. What's interesting, you know, along those lines, is speaking of John Mack and William Shatner writing a book about John Mack, is that John Mack was not convinced that these were physical experiences, that they were all in the mind. Now, he felt that there was a third party involved, but if they are all in the mind is certainly easily manipulated when it comes to memory. If you do research on memory, my degree is in psychology, and memory is an extremely fallible thing and is very malleable. More and more studies prove this. So it wouldn't be difficult, most likely, to create a screen memory, even if it's not a strong screen memory. Your mind fills in the blanks all by itself, so it will build upon this memory. And they know this because it's very easy to implant. People do this all the time. Memories into people just by suggesting something when an occurrence happens. And people's minds, they've done experiments after time, as time goes on, build these elaborate memories around these things that are false.
Right.
Who knows, real or false UFO abductions? Alejandro Rojas joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.